我们来看今天的尼希米记。第五章。
Let's open to chapter 5 of Nehemiah.
今天我们看到了尼希米他面临了一个很大的危机。
We saw that the Nehemiah faced a great problem here.
内部的危机。
It's such an internal conflict.
这个危机呢，就是有一些这些长老、祭司们呢，他们有拥有财产，然后借给人家。
So we saw the problem he faced was the elders and the priests who Levites actually had the money that lent to others.
那么是好意借给人家呢，还是为了利息借给人家？
Were they doing a good will or try to make money off of it?
这里面是当然看到的是为了利息借给人家。
Of course, we found that they did it to receive interest.
违背了圣经神的律。
Against the laws of the Bible.
兄弟向你借贷，不可以取他的利。
When you lend to the brothers, you are not supposed to take interest as usury.
当时这一些人就反映了，因为他们真的是要缴税。
Because they rebelled, because they said they had to pay taxes.
他又为了建殿的施工。
Also for the building of tax of the temple.
做了很多的工作的时候。
They did a lot of work for it.
他们把所有的田产都卖掉了。
They sold their possessions.
的确付出了很大的代价。
They truly made great sacrifices.
那我们看到有一些人呢，趁此怎么样赚了一笔钱。
We saw people use the opportunity to make money.
因为尼希米就在这个地方查考了之后呢，就跟他们来说这一段的话语。
Because Nehemiah examined what happened and then told them this.
但是真的是不容易。
But it was not easy.
因为这样讲出来的时候，做坏人。
Because when he spoke against his people,
讲真理竟然是做坏人，非常矛盾的一件事情。
So even though he was speaking the truth, he did not please the people.
那我们感谢神，这些长老们呢，他们还是守律法。
But praise the Lord, these elders still.Obey the law.
所以能够听进去尼希米所讲的话语。
They were to receive what Nehemiah said to him.
这一些看起来好像是人那个这个名声的问题。
It looks like this has to do with the name of the people.
实际上那个内部呢不是名声的问题，只是一个角落。
So in actuality, it's just part of it. It's not the entire problem.
重要的是那一个生命的问题。
What's important is the life.
内部的征战是一种生命上的一个问题。
So the internal conflicts or fights are.
从第二节可以看出来，有的说我和儿女人口众多，要去得粮食度命。
That's problem of life, verse 2. Some people were saying we and our sons and daughters are numerous in order to.
第三节说我们点了田地、葡萄园。
We are mortgaging our fields and our vineyards.
房屋要得粮食充饥。
And our homes to get grain during the famine.
我们看到这一些呢是内部的问题。
These are the internal problems.
那么外部的问题呢
？What are the external problems?
外部的问题一直在那个地方恐吓，使他们要停工。
They continue to threaten or frighten them to stop them from building.
那么我们就看到，在这个整个第五到第九章里面，这一些人呢用了很多的方法。
We saw these people externally from chapter 5 to chapter 9 used many different ways.
甚至要杀害耶利米的。
Even try to kill Nehemiah.
要把他毁谤的。
And also those who slander him.
冠上不虚有的名。
And also put false names on him.
那么这个时候怎么办呢
？So what was he supposed to do?
当然，他很努力的去做一个很重要的神的工作。
Of course, he continued work at the important work God had given him.
我们很多的人很喜欢这个在读的神学院里面的时候。
A lot of people when they come to seminary to learn.
在前几年呢，我发现我以前的同学呢，都跑到美国来读一个博士。
I found out that a lot of my previous friends came to the United States to receive PhDs.
他们来到我们的教会绕一绕之后，他才知道原来我在这个地方牧会。
So when he came to our church and looked around, he found out that I was shepherding.
那你究竟有没有去拿一个博士啊
？Assembly asked me if I received a PhD.
恐怕没有时间在读书了。
I told him I probably don't have enough time to study.
你有那么好的机会在这个地方拿博士，我们从台湾来都要这个放假。
They told me you have such good opportunity to receive PhD.
然后呢，跟总会申请假期来拿个博士。
They even have to take a vacation time from their work to get approval from the ministry to come to get PhD.
我不太喜欢拿博士。
I told him I do not like to get PhD.
本身也不太爱读书。
Because I'm really not into studying.
但我喜欢当勇士就是。
I just want to be a warrior.
或是可以当烈士也可以。
Or maybe just a
什么事呢？对我没有什么重要。
Whatever it is, it's not important to me.
基督徒要当神的勇士。
A Christian needs to be the warrior of God.
基督徒要当神的烈士。
And also want to be the leaders for the Lord.
他们也很勇敢。
But they were very courageous.
都很勇敢的来拿博士。
They came to receive the PhD.
像我就不太敢拿博士。
But I'm not too.
尼希米第六章。
Nehemiah chapter 6.
潘巴拉多比亚。
Sambala and Tobiah.
这个阿拉伯人基善。
Geshem the Arab.
我们看到尼希米是如何当一个勇士。
然后 Nehemiah was so courageous as a warrior.
他可以在王宫里面好好待着不待。
He could have been in the palace and enjoy himself.
做一些监工的工作，还要让人家恐吓。
He had to come to do hard work and being threatened by other people too.
内部有问题，外部有问题。
Not only he faced internal problems but external problems.
当你没有做小组长的时候
If you have never been a cell leader,
好好来就你在这一个教会里面的恩高
you come to receive anointing in the church,
当你当小组长的时候
but when you become a cell leader,
发现你的小组里面有问题
you found a problem in your cell group,
哎呀、啊、别的可能也在攻击你你也有问题
and other outsiders are attacking you, you also have your own problems,
越服侍你就越发现教会有些内部上的问题
the more you serve, you find out there are problems inside the church,
不是什么大问题是生命的问题
It's not really a big problem or problems of life.
那么呢，别人对你的不太谅解，外面的攻击。
And an attack from outsider who do not understand you.
那你要当一个很好的在皇宫里面的这个酒政呢
？Do you want to be a cupbearer in the palace?
还是像尼希米里面到了耶路撒冷那个烈日下去监工
？So do you want to be Nehemiah under the hot sun to work?
晚上也睡不着好。
And you don't sleep well during the night.
一边工作一边拿着枪。
To work in one hand and to have spear in the other hand.
我们就看到他们的工作越大的时候，拦阻就越大。
We saw that the greater the work, the more obstacle they have to face.
但是给我们看到的是，尼希米觉得拦阻越大的时候，那个工作就越伟大。
But he found, like Nehemiah, found out that the greater the obstacle, the greater the work.
当我们看到这一个啊，参巴拉他们写封信要告诉来差人来告诉他们说。去见见他们。
So Sambala sent a letter to Nehemiah to have him come to meet him.
厘清一下你现在做的工作。
To meet together to see what the work is doing.
是不是要违背王。
Is it against the king?
尼希米非常知道。
But Nehemiah knew clearly.
他不需要去跟他们解释。
And he did not need to explain to them.
给我们学习一个忍耐等候的功课。
To teach us the lesson of waiting and be patient.
很多你听到的小道消息。
The main message you hear
对你有的攻击
that attack you
你不需要急于的去回应
you don't need necessary to quickly answer back
越回应越想要找到真相
the more you try to answer back that you try to find the truth
我们就看到尼希米处理的方法是怎么样
we found what that Nehemiah
我的工作太重要我根本没有时间去见你们
he told them my work is too important too great that I don't have time to work
就知道他们的心怀不轨嘛
because he knew that they have wickedness in their hearts
去到那里也没有办法来解释。
Even if he goes there, he cannot able to.
为什么没有办法解释呢
？Why he couldn't explain?
因为他们的心已经有他们那一面的想法。
Because in their heart they already had this thinking.
人总是以为我们可以改变他的想法。
Men think that we can change their thinking.
如果一个人的心刚硬到一个程度的时候
，If a person's heart is hardened to a point,
神都任凭他。
And God already forsaken.
不是神改变不了他。
It's not God cannot change them.
因为神他有他的公义。
Because God has His righteousness.
因此呢，我们就看到这样子一个情况，尼希米呢不去见他们。
So under such circumstances, Nehemiah decided not to see them.
继续服侍。
That he continued to work.
我的工作手上的工作这么大。
That he's carrying on a great project.
他说我现在办理大工。
That he's doing a great project.
不能下去。
Cannot go down.
也能停工下去见你们呢。
Why should the work stop while leave it and to go down to you?
意思就是说我做神的工作。
Saying that I'm doing the work of God.
我自己知道我在一个定位上面。
I know I'm standing in a specific position.
我做什么
？What I'm doing.
神知道。
God knows.
那么我也对百姓有一个很好的交代。
That I'm discharging my duty to the people.
所以你们的毁谤拿不出证据来。
So your slander cannot really bring any evidence.
盖这个城墙围起来，这一个是有这一个亚达薛西王的给我的一个密诏。
That I'm building this wall according to the decree of King Artaxerxes.
我对王已经可以交代了。
That I'm able to discharge my duty to Artaxerxes.
而且是王派我来的。
And I was sent by the king.
不需要跟你们回应。
I don't need to answer to you.
我一来的时候，你们也知道是谁派我来的。
When I came, you know whom sent me.
因为有下诏书。
Because there were decrees written.
至于你们看不惯。
But you just you cannot accept it.
我不需要去跟你们解释。
I don't need to explain to you.
我要做好神要给我的工作。
I want you to do the work God has given me.
今天基督徒最难的是这一点。
So this is the hardest thing for Christians today.
认真在神的工作上。
To be devoted in the work of God.
如果你不认真在神的工作上，你要去防堵这个，防堵那个，防堵那个。
If you don't be devoted to the work of God, you want to prevent
it
from preventing.
太多的时间要去解释东解释西。
You can spend all your time explaining left and right.
不需要解释。
You don't need to explain.
因为解释这些都没有用。
Because it's useless to explain.
我记得我刚到美国的时候。
I remember when I first came to the United States.
这个我们跟师母都有一个很好的想法。
Me and my wife have a thinking.
那么就是说，我们要好好的服侍神。
Are we going to serve the Lord well?
可能呢，有这个服侍神，你怕因为孩子牵绊我们的时间，我们就不想生小孩。
So we decided not to have any child right away because we wanted to build our time for the Lord.
哎呀，谣言四起，你知道不知道？
You know the slander just came.
哎呀，师母怎么样啊？不能生啊。
It says the slander that the pastor Elizabeth cannot have any child.
以前很喜欢飞车啊。
That pastor Zachariah liked to drive cars of motorcycles.
生殖器摔坏了。
So that he had a problem with his
organ,
that he could not give child. So what was I to do with the
transfer?
But I love the Lord true.
但是没有那一些事情，争那些做什么？
So what's the purpose of arguing about those things?
好好的牧养。
But to shepherd well.
好好带领青少年。
But to lead the youth well.
讲归他们去讲。
Let them speak whatever they want.
现在有两个小孩，那讲的人不见了。
So I have two children.
不需要去解释嘛。
Those who said those things, they are gone.
也许他们有另外一种想法了。
There's no need to explain. They maybe have their different thinking.
不管如何，人家要毁谤你的话，任何事情都可以毁谤。
Regardless, if they want to slander you, they will find a way to slander you.
不好的。
The good and the bad.
他都可以找到方法。
They will find a way.
如果你去看这一个坦巴拉。
If you see Sambala.
这个亚拉伯人基善。
And also guess from the error.
他们所用的一些诡计。
The schemes that they cooked up.
这就是告诉我们说，面对人生的攻击。
This is telling us that what we have to face.
面对谣言。
The attacks in the life and also the slanders.
不回应。
But Nehemiah will not answer.
今天我们要面对这一个时候，我们有时候没有办法去忍受。
So sometimes when we face this, we have a hard time enduring them.
很想去回应。
We like to answer back.
回应。
Answering back.
如果去回应的时候
If we answer back,
你就中了诡计
You already fall into the scheme
记得呢有一个弟兄
I remember there was a brother
他要做一个工作的时候
He was supposed to start a work
我那时候跟他讲说本来想说跟他讲不要去做
I was going to tell him not to start
圣灵就很大的拦阻说你不要参与这个人家的事情
But the Holy Spirit told me not to interfere
那么呢我就整个我说这个因为另外那个弟兄呢他的这一个负面的很多
Because this brother had a lot of negative sides to him
因为我怕这个弟兄被骗
Because I was afraid that this brother being
deceived
by the other brother
当他们走到你的时候你去讲他的时候哎完蛋
But when they are in argument if you try to interfere
我就学一个功课不讲
So I learned a lesson not to say anything
学一个功课不讲
I learned a lesson not to say anything
不讲的时候呢
When I didn't say anything
也有问题啊
But also creates problem
什么问题呢
What was the problem
虽然你不讲
Even you don't say anything
但是呢人家还是这样讲你
People speak about you.
但是我就忍着不讲。
But I just endure not saying anything.
到最后呢
？At the end,
那个弟兄来跟我讲。
The brother came to me.
就讲到说，哎呀，我知道你很想告诉我些什么。
I knew you were going to tell me something.
但是还好你那时候没有讲。
Good thing you didn't say anything to me.
这个时候我完全明白过来。
Now I completely understand.
那么神在兴起工作的时候
，When God is raising up His work,
不需要我们去做这一个回应。
We don't need to answer or say anything.
神时间到了就会让人明白过来。
When the time comes, God will let people understand.
那么我以前也学到一些很这个教训。
I also learned lessons.
很多的时候啊
，many times
讲一些话语
，things that I said.
有时候呢是好意
，maybe in goodwill.
但是怎么样，你就是太快回应。
But you answer too quickly.
没有神给他的好处。
Did not receive any benefit from God.
没有神在我们里头带领我们。
We did not have God leading us.
哎呀，以前呢就很这个比较不懂事。
Because I didn't quite understand.
人家问你说：“哎呀，我都没有男朋友。”
people ask me, I don't have any boyfriend.
他讲说从小看他长大没有男朋友很可惜啊。
Because when I saw this girl growing up, without such a good girl with no boyfriend.
我觉得那你到底喜欢什么样类型的呢？
I said, well, it's a sad thing, so I asked her, what do you like?
他也讲不出所以然来。
But she can't describe anyone.
那么他说，那你牧师你帮我推荐一下。
But then she asked me, Pastor, can you recommend someone?
那我就讲到说，哎，如果这类型的你觉得怎么样呢？
So I told her, if it's some person like that,
这一类型的你觉得怎么样呢？
How about the other type of person?
当然我就笨笨的提出一些弟兄的名字出来。
But I foolishly mentioned the names of some brothers.
啊，我只提这个不是说这个人要做你的男朋友。
But I didn't mean that this person have to be your boyfriend.
我们只讲到说这样的类型的人。
I was just mentioning an example.
结果呢，他说什么呢？
You know what happened? What she said?
牧师怎么把那阿狗阿猫拿给我当？
The pastor recommended the dogs and
我心里差点没有讲说那是神的受膏者。
I almost said to her, these are the ones who want the Lord, and they are all Christians.
你怎么可以把基督徒当作阿猫阿狗呢？
How can you despise your brethren?
哎呀，他把这样子误会我的意思以后呢，
See, I misunderstood what I was trying to do.
我忍着也不讲了。
Then I endure, I don't say anything.
哑巴吃黄连。
So I would rather take the bitterness.
牧师呢就不介绍的还好吧，介绍就把那个阿猫阿狗介绍给我。
A good thing that it would have been good if Pastor didn't say anything, but he introduced the dogs to me.
学了一个教训。
I also learned this lesson.
再也不去做这种笨笨的月下老。
So I'd rather not do this kind of foolish matchmaking.
我们只不过是讲到说这一类型的没有说要推荐某某人，都出人问题了。
All I wanted to tell him is that the example like this, rather than say these are the people you need to go date.
所以如果你还要当月下老的话，你要小心。
So you want to be a matchmaker, watch out.
越过神的旨意就麻烦了。
Especially if you go about the will of God.
因此呢，我们看到谣言是很多的。
We see that the slanders are many.
第七章里面给我们看到尼西米去面对这些的问题的时候。
So we see chapter 7 when he went to face these problems.
他告诉我们的一个很重要的工人的品质。
He told us something that's very important in the quality of the workers.
怎么样祷告
？How to pray?
第七章里面需要有专职的人在那个地方。
In chapter 7 shows they need people specialized.
这一些人呢，在那个地方呢，做一些管理的工作。
Yeah, they do the work of managing.
并且呢，看到呢第七章里面呢，整个的家谱的当中。
Also, you see from the genealogical record.
这专人的第七章里面有专人的一个正确的一个全职的一个守望。
So they look in the people who have specialized, but also who are full-time ministry.
这第七章里面就给我们看到呢，整个的。家谱的当中
we see from the genealogical record in chapter 7,
找不到家谱的这样子的算为不洁。
Those who cannot have any cannot be found in the genealogy are considered impure.
如果你的使命不正确
if your commission is not true,
不晓得神给你真正的一个地位
you don't understand what the standing God given you.
当你去做这些事情的时候
when you go do these works,
那你在这在说不明白神的旨意的当中
when you don't understand the will of God.
你不明白而你去做可能是你个人的兴趣跟喜好
When you start to do things it's probably your personal interest
或是你为自己要留名
Maybe you start to do get fame for yourself
这一些叫做称为不洁的
These are considered unclean
我们就看到尼西米对这一个全职的人员的一个要求
Then we see what Nehemiah required of the full-time people
因为那个品质很重要
Because the qualities are very important
那不我们就看到呢，在挑选的时候
so when he was choosing,
不是说你有没有犯过什么罪的问题
It's not whether you have sinned or not.
我们要看到的在这个挑选的过程当中那个家谱
What we see is through selection is through the genealogy
讲到的是你的地位
It's talking about your standing
你有没有接受神给你从创世以来的挑选
Have you selected what God has chosen you from the beginning of time
这是一个很重要的地位
This is a very important standing
到了第八章以后
After chapter 8
我们看到呢，整个呢，请了尼西米来，尼西米请了以斯拉来完成了这一个讲述神的话语。
So Nehemiah chose Israel to speak the word of God.
我们看到他找文士以斯拉。
He chose Israel the scribe.
以斯拉找尼西米是三年前来到耶路撒冷建殿。
So he found Nehemiah 13 years ago to build the temple.
那就表示说，这个现在我做围墙比较重要了。
So it means that it's more important for Nehemiah to build the wall.
我们就看到这种传承里头。
We see this succession of works.
他不是不自己讲。
It's not like he could not speak himself.
更知道文士以斯拉讲得比他好。
He knew that the scribe Israel would be able to speak better.
整个的律法里面的制度要走文士以斯拉来讲。
So the whole Levitical system has to be spoken by Israel the scribe.
那么我们就看到呢第八章里面一个很重要的带领的一个会众的大会。
So we saw in chapter 8 that there is a leader leading the
assembly.
And to hear the word of God.
那么第八章第十节有一卷一句的话非常的重要。
In chapter 8 verse 10 there is something very important
verse here. 第八章第十节。
Chapter 8 verse 10.
往后就讲到说那一个喜乐成为我们的力量。
You talk about the joy is our strength.
因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
我们一起来读一遍二三
节。
因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。啊，那么我们讲因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我的力量。
For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
来
，Let's recite it together. For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
啊，这不叫篡改圣经了。
This is actually not changing the Bible.
这个你们当然就指着我们。
You is referring to you and me.
因此呢，我们喜乐的力量的那个秘诀是靠耶和华。
So the secret of strength from joy is in the Lord.
这样的喜乐是以怎么样？罪得赦免。
This is the joy of being forgiven of our sins.
这样的喜乐是因为在苦难当中成长。
It's also the joy of being to grow in hardship.
能够看见我们有一个刚强的心。
You see, we have a strong heart.
这样子的一个喜乐不是因为我们已经成功了。
This joy is not because we already succeeded.
乃是我们遵循耶和华的旨意而喜乐。
But we are obeying the will of the Lord, that's why we are joyful.
这样喜乐不是因为环境没有任何的危险。
This joy is not because there's no danger in the environment.
内部外部都有极大的危险。
Of course there's problem internally and externally.
我们就看到我们有能力去胜过这一些的危险。
But we still have the power to overcome these.
第九章里面讲到禁食祷告。
In chapter 9, talk about fasting and praying.
他们付上代价禁食祷告。
They pay the price to fast and pray.
很多的时候我们就会看到，哎呀，我们小组常常人进来啊。
We oftentimes see people coming to the cell group.
人常常走掉啊。
And then people go away.
像留不住人。
As if we have a hard time keeping them.
这是一种极端。
This is a.
第二种极端是什么呢？
A second extreme problem.
几十年来，我们小组就是这样一两三四五个人在那里。
So the, in the past decade, the cell group remained same size unchanged.
怎么办?
What should we do?
禁食祷告。
We fast and pray.
付上代价。
And pay the price.
看出生命的问题在哪里。
To find out where the problem of life is.
那让我们得到一个真正的一个复兴的原则。
That we have received the general source of revival.
我们看到禁食祷告是第一个原则。
So to fast and pray is the first principle.
是怎么样为国度付上代价。
It's to pay the price for the kingdom.
今天我们为我们自己的问题，我们很容易去禁食。
For our personal problem, we can easily fast and pray.
为整个的小组或为整个的复兴里面，我们很难很好的去禁食。
So, but for the cell group and the revival of the group, it's hard for us to fast and pray.
复兴的第一个条件。
That's the first condition.
看重国度的需要，禁食祷告。
For revival, to see the require what you call the kingdom to fast and pray.
复兴的第二个原则
The second principle of revival
思想神的恩典
is to think about the grace of God
感谢神的恩典
and give thanks to his grace
结果呢就产生了因为我们的罪使我们跟神隔绝了
So it produces the line that we are separate from our God because of our sins
感恩里头
So in fast and pray to be thankful
给我们看到当我们在这样子做禁食祷告的时候
So when we see when we prayFast and pray this way.
尼希米就开始呢呼吁以色列的拯救者。
So Nehemiah began to call on the Savior.
因为我们没有把我们的神当成我们的主。
Because we are not truly our Lord, God as our Lord.
那么因此呢，以色列犯了任意妄为的罪。
That's why Israel committed willful sins.
虽然悖逆神，神还不断的带领我，所以我们感恩。
Even though we rebelled, he still continued to lead us. That's why we are thankful.
而不但如此呢，他在祷告的当中说，我们神带领我们进入应许之地。
Not only so, in his prayer, he said that God leads us to the promised land.
我们不但拒绝神的律法，还让这个以色列被掳。
So not only did we rebel, we became
captives. God
still gave us the grace of returning from 70 years of captivity.
So
today we have returned.
我们知道自己的患难的根源在哪里。
We found out the source of our hardship.
Let's
again turn back to the Lord.
与神立约。
And to set covenant with God.
这一个是禁止祷告后，整个尼希米在第九章给我们看到第二次的一个复兴。
So this is what Nehemiah did when he fasted and prayed. What let us see in his second revival.
很少人从这个宏观里面去看这一件事情。
Many people, very few people actually look at the things from this way.
断章取义里面，尼希米为祖宗的祷告。
So they just took the segment where Nehemiah prayed for the ancestors.
就写出了。 这个要怎么样砍断祖宗来的咒诅？
So they talk about how to cut off the curses from the forefathers.
那一种是在印度教里面常常在推崇。
This is actually promoted in Hinduism.
教会里面基本上不应该有这个字眼。
In church, there shouldn't be anything like that.
你怎么砍？
How do you cut off the curses?
耶稣基督已经为你担待了。
Jesus Christ already took up the curses for you.
你的祖宗你怎么砍也砍不掉。
No matter how hard you try to cut off the curses of your forefathers.
你砍就砍掉吗？
You cannot do it, can you?
那耶稣基督为你钉十字架，不就白钉了吗？
So then Jesus was crucified in vain for you.
那从亚当夏娃一直下来的。
From Adam till now.
罪从一人入了世界。
Because of sin entered the world, everyone
告诉我们耶稣基督,
became sinful.
既然罪可有一人进了世界。
Because of one person, the whole world.
因相信耶稣，我们的罪也得到赦免。
But because of Jesus Christ, we also been forgiven.
这是神的一个公义。
This is God's righteousness.
我们不接纳这些。
We don't accept these.
我们接纳的是什么？
What do we accept?
我必须要去砍断神，才可以为我们解决。
I need to cut off these curses so that God will help me.
这一些呢， 我们应当要更加的小心。
We have to be careful about this kind of doctrine.
整个第九章里面是告诉我们，神他是一个造物者，他是主。
So chapter 9 tells us God is a creator.
人犯了任意妄为的罪。
And men have committed willful sins.
第三，人不守律法。
Three, men do not obey the laws.
第四， 因为神如此施恩，还都一直照顾着我们。
So because of this problem, God still gave us grace to help us. And but come back to the Lord to set the covenant with him. Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们再次的归回到你的面前。
Let us return back to you again.
数算你的恩典。
And to count your graces.
当我们在过犯罪恶之中的时候。
So when you in the
wilderness. 你仍然与我们同在。
You're still with us.
你解救我们。
You still,
你要让我们归回向你。
You want us to come back to you.
当我们转眼向你的时候。
So when we turn back to you.
纵然被掳。
Even though we are in captivity.
你都赦免我们。
You forgive us.
使我们能够归回。
Are we able to return to you?
我感谢你。
We give you thanks.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.